came with an intense fever. Everybody wore these face masks, you know, like you see in a surgical room. All congregations and gatherings were forbidden. There were no schools, there were no church services, there were no meetings of any kind. Everything was forbidden of people to come together. The memories were so deep in their mind of those that survived or that didn't get it, that they were reticent. I would say to about 1922 or thereabouts, where people were willing again to go back to congregating and to feel at ease in church or in school.